Praise the Lord. How y'all doing tonight? Hallelujah. So we're going to do something a little different to start with. Different is good. Amen. So I'm going to pray and then I'm going to share just a little bit of a testimony, something that God has used me to accomplish. So first of all, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. And Father, we ask that this was not be just a service, that it would be an outpouring of your Spirit like we've never seen. And Father, I ask that the anointing of God would be upon this word, and it would go forth and it would accomplish all that you would have it to accomplish tonight. And I pray, God, that we'd see a manifestation of your presence and your power unlike anything we've ever seen before, Lord. We got to have more of you. Each and every day, Father, we ask that we would have more of you. And I ask you, Father, that your blessings would be upon this service. And Lord, when it's over, we ask you, Father, that we would say it was good to be in the house of the Lord. And if there is one here tonight, or more than one, that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, we ask you, Lord, to draw that heart, that they'd come to know you as the Savior, their King. Make yourself real to us tonight, Father, and we give you thanks for all that's going to be accomplished here tonight. Amen. Amen. So I just want to share just a little bit of a testimony that God, you know, I'm not going to go into great detail, but it's something that God used me last year. And I know I'm sure all of us have said, you know, God, use me. Whatever you got to do, use me, Lord. I want to be used of God. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the price I have to pay, I want to be used of God. Has anybody ever said that? Has anybody ever prayed that? God, use me. But the thing of it is when we pray that prayer, we need to take a moment and understand exactly what we are praying, what we're asking God for. Because there may be more entailed in that than just ministering to somebody at Walmart or at McDonald's or something. You know, God may use you and just flip your world upside down and use you on a assignment somewhere, like on a job, send you to a job to minister to somebody. So consider what you're asking God. So it was about this time last year, and God was sending me on an assignment, and I didn't even realize what was going on. I had been out of work with Cherie recovering from back surgery, so I had to get back into the workforce. And some of you may know, but I work up at Premlin, and I started about this time last year, and about a week after I started, there was this young girl, a young lady, she was about 26 years old, started about a week after I did, and, you know, she was nice, but, you know, she was a little bit on the crazy side. And, you know, she was a hard worker. So we began to, over the next few weeks, we began to start working together. And I started noticing that seemed like I got paired up with her more than anybody else on the team. And I thought that was kind of strange, but I went ahead and rolled with it, you know, and I started noticing, and God had set all this up, and I didn't realize what was happening. I had no clue. So, you know, over the next several weeks last summer, we began to work more and more together every day. And here I am, old enough to be her father, you know, and I started seeing that there was a trust starting to take place. And so she began to share with me that she was separated, and she began to share with me that she had come out of a very abusive marriage. I mean, the guy she was married to was highly controlling. Very controlling. Some of the stuff, and here I am pretty much a stranger to her. And she began to tell me all these things. And so over the course of time, you know, some of the stuff she had told me was just unbelievable. So we kept working more and more, you know, and I started noticing that, you know, maybe I need to try to witness to this girl. You know, and I knew that I would be witnessing to people like we're supposed to at the workplace, but, you know, this seemed different. So, you know, as it went on, you know, she told me more and more about what she was going through, the battles that she was facing. And so there was quite a bit of trust that had built up there. So last August, yes, it's about August of last year, we was out just doing some work landscaping. It was just me and her. And the Lord spoke to me and said, just out of the blue, I want you to start witnessing to her, and I want you to show Jesus that's in you to her. And, you know, my first instinct was, you know, this will be good, but this girl's not going to listen to nothing I got to say. You know, that was my first instinct. So the Lord real quick said, you tell her what I say for you to tell her at the time I say for you to say it. Still and yet, I didn't have a clue what was getting ready to take place. You know, and God had lined all this up. Because I had prayed, you know, down through the years, God, use me. No matter what the situation, use me. So I began to start ministering to her, you know, and telling her about church, you know, telling her about Jesus, you know, like we're supposed to do, and just being a witness to her, not beating her over the head with it, but just allowing her to see Jesus in me. You know, a lot of times we can be a witness to somebody and not say a word. You know, it's by the lifestyle that we live. And they take note to that. So little by little, you know, over the months, I began to share the gospel with her. And, you know, I started noticing that God was dealing with her heart. You know, she began to start asking me questions about the Bible, about scripture, and going to church. So I knew that the Lord was beginning to deal with her heart. And like I say, I'm not going to go into great detail because there's a lot to this story. This happened over a several month period. And so as I was little by little, you know, sharing the gospel with her, you know, the Lord had already spoke to me and said that, you know, we was also going to go through a transition, you know, financially and different things. God said that some things was going to have to change, and I'm not going to go into detail about that. So frustration began to set in about the changes I was going to have to make to stay at Premlin to minister to this girl. Now, remember what I said. sometimes God will require, you know, if you want to be used by him, he'll use you. But sometimes he will require more of you, and he wants to know if you're willing to pay the price to be a witness to him, for him. And she'll tell you, there was days that, there was one day in particular that I come home and I was real upset about something, and I was out praying, and God burned me up pretty good over this statement that I made, but I said, Lord, is this young girl worth what I'm having to go through? There were, we, you know, and she may never know, but we went through a, you know, a hard, paid a hard price for me to stay and minister to this girl, this young lady. And it, you know, I said all that to say this. Last, right after Thanksgiving, we had a meal up there. And her boyfriend was fussing, you know, and you know how young kids are, they texting back and forth. And so we had been to a certain cabin putting up a Christmas, or decorating a Christmas tree. And on that day, the Lord spoke to me and said, and I knew that God had prepared her heart. And see, the most amazing thing about this is God allowed me to witness to her and see the transformation. You know, a lot of times, like up at the jail, you minister to somebody and you might not see them ever again. But God allowed me to witness this transformation that he made in her. So he spoke to me that day and said, this is the day you need to tell her that she needs to get saved. And it was most beautiful thing that you ever seen. So we had went back to the work truck and getting ready to take off, and I told her, I said, just hold it. And she had cranked the pickup up, and I said, just cut the truck off. I said, there's something I need to tell you. And she was fussing, you know, and upset. And I said, the Lord said that you need to make a decision today that he wants your heart. You need to give your heart to him. And, you know, we began to talk about getting saved. And she said she had been saved when she was a little girl. But I asked her, I said, how are you now? Do you feel it? And I knew the answer to all this. You know, and I asked her, I said, do you think are you ready to meet God right now? She said, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, right there's your answer. And I said, when you're ready, I can come to your house and we can pray together, and you know, I can show you scripture. And this is what she said, why can't we do it right now? I said, well, praise God, we can do it right now. And so we prayed together, and she accepted the Lord right there in her heart, you know. And it was just the most wonderful thing, because God gave me about an hour of time right there with no interruptions to minister to this young lady. And she accepted Christ in her heart, and, you know, tears was flowing and stuff like that. But I said all that to say this. If you want to be used by God, you got to be willing to do what he asks you to do. He may flip your world upside down, and he may require something of you, and he wants to see if you're willing to pay the price to be a witness for him. But she accepted the Lord that day. She's going to church, and it was just an awesome thing. Amen. So, praise God. I just wanted to share that a little bit. Like I say, there's a whole lot more to it, but I just wanted to give you a little rundown on it. If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah 64, verse 8. Is anybody else hot? I think it's hot in here. Amen. But anyway, Isaiah 64, verse 8. When you're there, say amen. All right. It says, we're going to talk about the potter and the clay tonight. Amen. It says, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter. And we all are the work of thy hand. Praise the Lord. Lord, I ask your blessings over this word tonight. May your anointing be upon it, and that people would receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So has anybody ever seen or watched somebody putting clay on a potter wheel and watch it being formed? So when the clay is first put on there, it has no form. It's just a chunk. I mean, there's no form to it whatsoever. So it's like God has to put us, you know, when he says he's the potter and we're the clay. And when he puts us on there, he begins to shape us and mold us into the child of God that he would have us to be. Amen? So let me ask you something. What is something that when you start molding clay, what do you have to put on it to work it? Water. And what is water significant in the Bible? It says in John 4:14, it says, but whosoever, now Jesus was talking to the woman at the well. This is awesome. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, hallelujah, him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. You got to have water when you're on the wheel, when Jesus is molding you and shaping you, there's got to be water. I like what it says in Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. I love this. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, there's that water, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So when we're on the wheel, God's shaping us and molding us. If you allow him to do that, even in the times of drought, even when things look bad, if you will allow God to work with you and shape you and mold you into the child of God that he would have you to be, that it says right here that you would be like a tree planted by the water. Amen? Hallelujah. And I want to read it again. Be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. That means whatever you're going through, that you can withstand anything. Hallelujah. And that her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. And in the time of drought, if you're letting God shape you and mold you on the potter's wheel, then there's nothing that you cannot handle. Jesus will always be with you. Amen. Go with me to Jeremiah 29:11. It's a very familiar scripture. Very familiar. And when we're on that wheel and he's doing his thing and he's working with us, I can hear him saying, 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. And to give you an expected end. And the reason he says to give you an expected end, because in Jeremiah 1 and 5, he says, before he formed you in the belly, he knew you. Hallelujah. I know that's awesome. If he knew, if he formed you, he said he knew you. And if he knew you, he has given you the ability to face whatever you're going to face in life. He has already equipped you to face that. You are equipped to face whatever comes along your way because he formed you. He knew you. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter whatever situation you'll face in life because he has already equipped you with what it's going to take. Because you are allowing him to form you on the potter's wheel. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this is a little short word tonight. I just want you to be encouraged because we all got to be willing to let God work us and mold us and shape us. Because if you have an unteachable spirit, God cannot do nothing with you. You got to be willing to allow him to do with you. And when you say, use me, Lord. Oh, I just want to be used of God. Consider what you're asking. Because if you ask him to be used, he will use you. But are you willing to pay that price to be used of God? So, hallelujah. If you will, just stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just take a minute and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're a good God. And Father, we know that there's nothing that we can't do without you. And I ask you here tonight, Father, that you would deal with people's hearts. And I pray, God, that each and every day we ask you that if we need to be on that potter's wheel, that you would take us and begin to shape us and mold us into the child of God that you would have us to be. Because we know that we're the work of your hand. And we know, God, that we cannot live each day without you. We got to have you. And we know that you're well able to do the work. And we stand on your word tonight, Father, in Ephesians 3:20. That we know that you're well able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ask or think tonight. Hallelujah. And I just want you to just think about do you need to be on the potter's wheel? Do you need to allow God to change some things in your life? I want you to ask yourself that tonight. If there's something that you need God to work on you, change in you, I would ask that you would come to this altar and ask him that if it need be, put you on the potter's wheel and let him work. Do that work in you. If there's anybody here tonight that would say that, I would ask that you would come and we could pray. Or is there anybody